Not everyone is happy about Jesus. The religious leaders were supposed to point people to God. But instead, they grew powerful and greedy. They actually kept people away from God. Jesus is all about setting people free, which is the last thing some of the leaders want. Will they be able to get along, or are things going to get very ugly?
Jesus went through the towns and villages teaching the people. He was on his way to Jerusalem. One Sabbath day, Jesus went to eat in the house of a well-known Pharisee. While he was there, he was being carefully watched. Jesus spoke to his host. "Suppose you give a lunch or a dinner," he said. "Do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, or your relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you to eat with them, so you will be paid back. But when you give a big dinner, invite those who are poor. Also invite those who can't walk, the disabled and the blind. Then you will be blessed. Your guests can't pay you back, but you will be paid back when those who are right with God rise from the dead." One of the people at the table with Jesus heard him say those things. So he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in God's kingdom." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a big dinner. He invited many guests. Then the day of the dinner arrived. He sent his servant to those who had been invited. The servant told them, 'Come, everything is ready now.' But they all had the same idea. They began to make excuses. The first one said, 'I have just bought a field. I have to go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 pairs of oxen. I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry. He ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the town. Bring in those who are poor. Also, bring in those who can't walk, the blind and the disabled.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads. Go out to the country lanes. Make the people come in. I want my house to be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my dinner.' The tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were whispering among themselves. They said, 'This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.' Then Jesus told them a story. He said, 'Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Won't he leave the 99 in the open country? Won't he go after the one lost sheep until he finds it? When he finds it, he will joyfully put it on his shoulders and go home. Then he will call his friends and neighbors together. He will say, "Be joyful with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, it will be the same in heaven. There will be great joy when one sinner turns away from sin. Yes, there will be more joy than for 99 godly people who do not need to turn away from their sins." Jesus continued, "There was a man who had 2 sons. The younger son spoke to his father. He said, 'Father, give me my share of the family property.' So the father divided his property between his 2 sons. Not long after that, the younger son packed up all he had. Then he left for a country far away. There he wasted his money on wild living. He spent everything he had. Then the whole country ran low on food, so the son didn't have what he needed. He went to work for someone who lived in that country, who sent him to the fields to feed the pigs. The son wanted to fill his stomach with the food the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Then he began to think clearly again. He said, 'How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food? But here I am dying from hunger. I will get up and go back to my father. I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven, and I have sinned against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went to his father. While the son was still a long way off, his father saw him. He was filled with tender love for his son. He ran to him. He threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the best fed calf and kill it. Let's have a big dinner and celebrate. This son of mine was dead, and now he is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found.' So they began to celebrate. The older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants. He asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come home,' the servant replied. 'Your father has killed the fattest calf. He has done this because your brother is back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry. He refused to go in. So his father went out and begged him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've worked like a slave for you. I have always obeyed your orders. You never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But this son of yours wasted your money with some prostitutes. Now he comes home, and for him you kill the fattest calf?' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me. Everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad. This brother of yours was dead, and now he is alive again. He was lost, and now he is found.'" Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men met him. They had a skin disease. They stood not very far away, and they called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Jesus saw them and said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." While they were on the way, they were healed. When one of them saw that he was healed, he came back. He praised God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. The man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Weren't all 10 healed? Where are the other 9? Didn't anyone else return and give praise to God except this outsider?" Then Jesus said to him, "Get up and go. Your faith has healed you." Once the Pharisees asked Jesus when God's kingdom would come. He replied, "The coming of God's kingdom is not something you can see just by watching for it carefully. People will not say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is.' God's kingdom is among you." Then Jesus spoke to his disciples. "The time is coming," he said, "when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you won't see it. People will tell you, 'There he is,' or 'Here he is.' Don't go running off after them. When the Son of Man comes, he will be like the lightning. It flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first, the Son of Man must suffer many things. He will not be accepted by the people of today." It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking. They were buying and selling. They were planting and building. But on the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven, and all the people were destroyed. It will be just like that on the day the Son of Man is shown to the world. Suppose people are on the roof of the house on that day, and suppose their goods are inside the house. They should not go down to get them. No one in the field should go back for anything either. Remember Lot's wife. Those who try to keep their life will lose it. Those who lose their life will keep it." People were also bringing babies to Jesus. They wanted him to touch them. When the disciples saw this, they told the people to stop. But Jesus asked the children to come to him. "Let the little children come to me," he said. "Don't keep them away. God's kingdom belongs to people like them." What I'm about to tell you is true. Anyone who will not receive God's kingdom like a little child will never enter it. A certain ruler asked Jesus a question. "Good teacher," he said, "what must I do to receive eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God. You know what the commandments say. Do not commit adultery. Do not commit murder. Do not steal. Do not give false witness. Honor your father and mother." "I have obeyed all those commandments since I was a boy," the ruler said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You are still missing one thing. Sell everything you have. Give the money to those who are poor. You will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the ruler heard this, he became very sad. He was very rich. Jesus looked at him. Then he said, "How hard it is for rich people to enter God's kingdom. Is it hard for a camel to go through the eye of a needle? It is even harder for the rich to enter God's kingdom." Those who heard this asked, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus replied, "Things that are impossible with people are possible with God." Peter said to him, "We have left everything we had in order to follow you." "What I'm about to tell you is true," Jesus said to them. "Has anyone left home or family for God's kingdom? They will receive many times as much in this world. In the world to come, they will live forever." Jesus took the 12 to one side. He told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem. Everything that the prophets wrote about the Son of Man will come true. He will be handed over to people who are not Jews. They will make fun of him. They will laugh at him and spit on him. They will whip him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise from the dead." The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them. So they didn't know what Jesus was talking about. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man named Zacchaeus was there. He was a chief tax collector and was very rich. Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was, but he was a short man. He could not see Jesus because of the crowd, so he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree. He wanted to see Jesus who was coming that way. Jesus reached the spot where Zacchaeus was. He looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down at once. I must stay at your house today." So Zacchaeus came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this. They began to whisper among themselves. They said, "Jesus has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up. He said, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of what I own to those who are poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay it back. I will pay back four times the amount I took." Jesus spoke to Zacchaeus. "Today, salvation has come to this house," he said. "This man also is a son of Abraham. The Son of Man came to look for the lost and to save them."